Hi, it's Mac. It's McCorgan here on Audio Boo. And the Eagle has landed. Code message for the tailgate of the Volvo has been opened. Many of you will probably have heard my saga about the tailgate locking and then not unlocking. So I wasn't able to use it at all, having to scramble in and fold seats down to put stuff in. And it was just going to be a real burden, particularly given the fact that my wife, as you know, does charity car boots, and she's desperate to get started. She's got an attic full of stuff. And so I knew that the first decent Saturday weather-wise that came along, she'd want to do one, and I'm trying to get my head around, how would I tell her that the tailgate doesn't open? Because when you do a car boot, that's what you run out of your boot, in other words, with the Volvo tailgate up, and you do all your, drag all the boxes out and the tables out from there, and then that's where you trade from, or at least that's where we trade from the back of the car. And if the tailgate didn't open, it was just going to be absolute murder. So anyway, she had an inkling that tomorrow might not be too bad a day, so suggested we do a car boot tomorrow. It may not come out to be that way yet, because the weather may turn, depending on the forecast, the next forecast I get in the next hour or so, whether I start to load the car up or not. But the mere fact that I've managed to get one, but to be honest with you, it was a bit of a trauma getting that indoor trim off, which was apparently the only way to do it. Ended up breaking two or three of the catches, but you can't actually take the door trim off, the tailgate trim off completely, because it's held in with four screws, and the only way to get access to those screws is to have the tailgate open. Yeah, catch 22. But I did manage to get it open. I think it's a problem with the wiring down. There's a little solenoid that operates the rear catch. So when you pull the handle, your handle mechanism has a plunger to activate on. And if the solenoid doesn't release that, then there is no actuator for the rod, as it were. If you know any bit cash, you know what I'm talking about, door locks. So I managed to get it open, and I immediately took the door trim off so that if it failed to operate again, at least I could get back in there, and I know how to open it if it doesn't work. And I'm not putting the trim back on until it's absolutely guaranteed that I've fixed the fault. I haven't fixed the fault, I'll be perfectly honest with you. I contacted my good friend Adrian Wicks earlier on to tell him that I'd got it open, but what happened was it did open and did open and did open, and now it's making its mind up time again. So, but at least that I can just scramble in the back and operate the lever myself and get it open. So that's the story, Morning Glory. And I was listening to Adrian relate his tale of his MG having to get the problem with relays with his MG as well. So he's able to get in and drive his MG, and I'm in a roundabout way able to get into and open the tailgate if it doesn't open its own. So I'll take the wiring to bits. No problem for me to do that and try and nail it down, but I'm pretty sure it is in that little area down at the bottom of the tailgate, because it's the only thing I was touching when it finally decided to jump into action. So I'll sort that all out. It's a real pain, you know. If it had been just a back door, I could have lived with that, but the tailgate, no. Essential for estates, isn't it, when you think about it? It's the point of having an estate if you can't open the tailgate. But anyway, so that's the story so far, so I'm going to work on that. So just a wee update on what's happening with the Volvo. I'll get to the bottom of it eventually. I suppose I have to do so many things. I'll get it working, otherwise I'll take the £2 hammer to it. And that'll be it. Or I could just get around about by never locking the central locking. Can't do that, though. Can't leave your car, especially if you've got valuables in or tools or things like that. But anyway, see how it goes anyway. But I'm really pleased that Adrian got his MG situation sorted out. And he's picture him now shooting about in his T-shirt and his cool dude looking sunglasses. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.